The City of Cambridge will approach the Region of Waterloo with a request that free transit be offered to residents on election days after Council unanimously supported a motion brought forward by Cown. Scott Hamilton to increase access to polling stations and boost lagging voter turnout. His motion asks that all residents in the region have access to free rides on Grand River Transit on upcoming election days in June and October. Hamilton said it's an idea he's been working on for about 6 months after hearing from constituents in emails and at doorsteps about the need for the city to provide better access to polling stations for people who may have mobility issues, lack a vehicle, or don't have the means. And apart from getting more people to the polls to vote, the second aspect of his motion is increasing collective social trust in the democratic process. He wants to get people excited about voting again and reduce voter apathy. Reminding our constituents and everyone in the region that we care and that we trust them as voters to make decisions on election day, he explained. Hamilton said the city should continue to encourage residents to use other voting methods, including online voting, advance polling, and drive-through voting, but said, none of them are a silver bullet. They need to be done in conjunction with getting more people out to the polls, a place where he feels the participatory nature of democracy is on full display. I think it's incumbent upon us to ensure barriers are broken down to ensure people can get there together, as a family, as a group, for free using public transportation. Precedents for free ride days on Grand River Transit include New Year's Eve and previous Oktoberfest events. So, we know it can be done, and I think if we can reduce barriers to drinking, we can reduce barriers to voting by allowing people to travel for free as well, he said. The cost in terms of lost revenues would be between $40,000 and $50,000 for each day, plus the cost of reimbursing customers who had already purchased passes. We're not talking dollars on a tax bill here, we're talking cents, Hamilton said. And I think that's an investment that all of us would be willing to make. Cambridge resident Keith Rivers called in to voice his support of the motion. Preserving our democracy at this time when it is being assaulted in some corners is now more important than ever, he told council. Encouraging voters to get to the polls and removing any barriers to voting is key to ensuring that our citizens are able to exercise their right to choose. Rivers said he believes free transit would improve voter turnout in Cambridge, which in the 2018 election was just over 30% and ranked 23rd among 32 Ontario municipalities. The motion also had the backing of Rick Chambers. The member of the Waterloo Region Age Friendly Network said the organization has a long history of advocating for free transit rides for children under 12 and older adults. Not only would such a move encourage people to go to the polls, but it would also support the democratic responsibility of individuals to participate in the electoral process, he wrote. And, if a free ride to a polling station included a chance to connect with friends, attend an appointment, or do a little grocery shopping, so much the better. Cown. Pam Wolfe agreed that endorsing the motion shows that council believes voting is important and they want people to participate in democracy. Mayor Catherine McGarry pointed out that four townships in the region don't have GRT routes and the motion will only really impact the urban centers.